Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to call into the show, share your thoughts and opinions about whatever's important to you, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And there's so much to talk about because, like, for the last few days, we've been getting sidetracked into other conversations that ran on for really long periods of time. And, like, yesterday, evidently, there was a school shooting. And we got involved in so many other conversations just of the moment, not reading show prep or whatever, that we never actually got into any of it. So the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, we haven't talked about. We haven't talked about the school shooting. We haven't talked about the Omicron variant almost at all. But I mean,
that's probably for the best.
Yeah. The whole Omicron thing just, it amazes me that anyone is continuing to take it seriously at this point. It should be abundantly clear by now that there will always be a new variant of COVID-19, just like we said, let's see, 21 months ago when we pointed out that this is a cold virus and cold viruses evolve too quickly to develop vaccines against them. And sure enough, the Omicron variant, despite having no scientific data whatsoever to back it, you have the British health person, I don't remember exactly what it is. We have
minister?
A video from him.
Health minister, I
yes.
think.
We have a video from him that we wanted to get into last night that we never got into, where he's like, if you're immunocompromised, you know, the Omicron variant's coming, you need to get your fourth shot. It's like, but this, no one is saying at this point that the vaccines are going to be effective against the Omicron variant, and from what I'm seeing, a lot of the scientists are concerned that it won't be. That's not to say that the vaccine is actually doing anything against the existing variants, because as far as I can tell, it's not.
I think it's destroying people's immune system and it's giving them COVID or making their body unable to fight against COVID. But maybe they just need six more shots and then maybe it'll work. Maybe it's just they're not vaccinated enough.
That seems to be the case with the World Health, with the British health minister saying, oh, you got to get your fourth shot. We'll go to that video at some point.
Fourth shot. So they're already doing three shots?
Yes.
We haven't even crossed that bridge in the U.S. I think they're saying, like, at this point in the U.S., I think it's like, okay, if you're high risk, like, you can get a third one if you want, but, like, nobody's officially recommending that. But they're already on to their third shot. I mean, their fourth shot.
We'll get to the video later, but I think it's crazy. I think he said, for everyone ages 18 and up, it's time to get your third shot. But if you've already gotten your third shot and you're immunocompromised, it's time to get your fourth shot. Or something to that effect. But something came to my attention today. Like I said, we haven't talked about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and that's worth talking about. But so is this. The government seems to really, really love kids. And I don't mean that in a nice, wholesome way. I mean, the government seems to be filled with pedophiles. And that's not getting talked about much as far as I can tell. Instead, they're talking about the Omicron variant and not the fact that, you know, this billionaire financier, it's unclear what Jeffrey Epstein even really did to make money, was arrested a year or two ago, maybe 3 years ago. I don't even remember now because so much has happened within the last 2.5 years, most of which was just total nonsense that was irrelevant to anyone's lives, but the media just kept throwing it at us, possibly to distract us from the fact that this dude got arrested, this guy who had been rubbing elbows with some of the most powerful politicians in the world, princes, presidents, senators, representatives, Donald Trump, for sex trafficking of people under the age of 18. And while he was being held in jail, the security camera that was overseeing his cell malfunctioned. The security guards who were supposed to be checking on him every 15 minutes neglected to do so at all. And he ended up, quote, hanging himself so that he didn't have to face trial. And other than the, as you mentioned before the show, other than Epstein didn't kill himself trending on Facebook and in memes, nothing ever came of it. No one ever did anything about the fact that, you know, this prince, these presidents, these politicians, they all seem to be caught up in what appears to be a sex trafficking ring.
And it's tough because it's almost like, what are we going to do about it? You know, it's tough being like a quote unquote, like normal person, just going up against these people with what feels like infinite amounts of money and power. Like, how do you take these people down? And I mean, the best thing I can come up with is going on national radio and telling everybody about it.
You're absolutely right. I think that's the biggest indicator that the media in the United States and in the world in general are nothing more than mouthpieces for the governments of the world, because an independent media that actually cared about talking about things that mattered and things that were suspicious and holding governments accountable like a media organization is supposed to do would be talking about this. And the fact that, you know, the CIA has staffers committing sex crimes involving children not being prosecuted. Some of them are being fired, sure, but none of them are being prosecuted for it. Well, one of them is being prosecuted for it. Let's start with that. Over the last 14 years, the CIA, that's the Central Intelligence Agency, has secretly amassed credible evidence that at least 10 of its employees and contractors committed sexual crimes involving children. I would wager that the number is substantially higher than 10. And I'm basing that on something else found later within this article about computers at the Pentagon having child pornography on them. Although most of these cases were referred to U.S. attorneys for prosecution, only one of the individuals was ever charged with the crime. Prosecutors sent the rest of the cases back to the CIA to handle internally, which meant that few faced consequences beyond the possible loss of their jobs and security clearances. That marks a striking deviation from how sex crimes involving children have been handled at other federal agencies. I don't know how true that is, but they cite the DHS and the Drug Enforcement Administration as handling child sex crimes differently. But then you have the FBI, which I think in 2019 was the largest distributor of child porn on the planet. And that's not a title it's had for a single year. It's done that for a few years at least. I think the first one was 2015 or 2016. I don't recall. CIA insiders say the agency resists prosecution of its staff for fear the cases will reveal state secrets. One employee had sexual contact with a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. He was fired. Not prosecuted, just fired. A second employee purchased 3 sexually explicit videos of young girls filmed by their mothers. He wasn't even fired. He resigned. A third employee estimated that he had viewed up to 1,400 sexually abusive images of children while on agency assignments. So the government paid him, basically, to look at child porn, whether the government knew that's what they were paying him for or not, but that's what this guy was doing on the job.
Well, they do knowingly pay people to basically look at and distribute child porn, so I wouldn't doubt me if they knew exactly what he was doing.
That's a really good point. In fact, it's not unlikely that these sexually abusive images of children that he was looking at were distributed to him by the FBI.
They probably took the videos.
It's not unlikely. A contractor who arranged for sex with an undercover FBI agent posing as a child had his contract revoked. Only one of the individuals cited in these documents was charged with the crime. In that case, as in the only previous known case of a CIA staffer being charged with child sexual crimes, the employee was also under investigation for mishandling classified material. Now, they phrased that kind of badly, and they phrased it very badly, but what they mean is this employee who was being charged with child sexual crimes was also being charged with mishandling classified material. And there is one other example of a CIA employee being charged with child sexual crimes. And by wild coincidence, that other employee that this happened to this one time was also mishandling classified material. So they're not being prosecuted for child sexual crimes. They're being prosecuted for mishandling classified material.
Because it seems like this is an acceptable thing within every single government agency.
Yeah,
it's just normal.
Based on what I'm reading here, if you work for the CIA, the worst thing that will happen to you for engaging in child sexual crimes is that you'll get fired as long as you don't mishandle classified material. That's way more serious than child sex crimes. What are your thoughts about this? There's more coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Two 360 with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And you should be watching us at video.freetalklive.com. It's the only streaming platform, the only video streaming platform. You don't have to worry day to day whether or not we're actually going to be there. I almost called tonight's episode of the show The Government Loves Child Porn. But I realized that Twitch and all of these other platforms would take a look at that title, and it contains those words, and they would just immediately kick us off. So I was like, all right, something less, you know, in your face then. I don't think we would have had that issue at Odyssey, though.
Absolutely not.
As long as you're not actually, like, you know, uploading porn or stuff and stuff like that. Because they do have terms that you have to follow, but they're not going to ban you for medical misinformation or any of these other things like these other tech platforms have done to us. You can find our channel at video.freetalklive.com. They even let us do an all-female episode of the show, several of them, totally topless.
And yeah.
It was totally fine because there was nothing sexual about it. We were just sitting there talking about the news and what was happening in the world. So Odyssey is where you should be if you don't want to actually subject yourself to the censorship that you find on YouTube and Twitch and all of these other video platforms. That's video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my calls, ladies.
Yeah,
so there was a story that came out of Nashua, New Hampshire, about a couple of weeks ago, about a former family court judge, a circuit court judge, pleaded guilty to three misdemeanors. What they were actually, there were felonies in the beginning, but she pled out to three misdemeanor charges of falsifying court documents in, you know, people's case files that involved with the family and stuff.
That's terrible, but it sounds like how the government does things. I mean, they charge you with felonies and all of these other things, and then they offer you a plea deal that says, hey, instead of throwing you in prison for 25 years, if you just accept this plea deal, we'll give you a slap on the wrist. And people,
right.
People do it because, I mean, it's tough when you're staring down the barrel of a gun and they're like, hey, we're going to throw you in prison for 10 years, or we can give you, you know, 6 months of probation or whatever if you just plead guilty to these misdemeanor charges. So that's standard for the government. So what was she doing when she was falsifying these family court documents?
Oh, so I guess she whited out a whole bunch of stuff and some different case files, and the Judicial Conduct Committee was contacted. And the Judicial Conduct Committee contacted the judge. The judge said, no, she didn't do this. And then the Judicial Conduct Committee found out that she had lied.
Well, someone did it, right? I mean, if there's whiteout on this document, someone put it
right
there.
Right. And so rather than to go to trial and face two felony counts, she accepted three misdemeanor counts. She got 12 months suspended sentence and 100 hours of community services. You know,
yeah.
Just a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Rob. As I said, I mean, that's what the government does. That's what they always do.
Have you ever heard that joke where it's like, oh, the CIA just realized that they've been using black highlighters for all of these years because they're notorious for literally just taking a black marker and, like, blanking out a bunch of, like, different words, and who knows what they say. They're probably important, but they don't want you to know.
It is curious how much these government agencies, when they release these documents that, you know, people have submitted Freedom of Information Act requests for, are just, what is the term I'm looking for here, that where they do that?
Just like blacked out?
Yeah, there's a term for it.
Redacted.
Redacted, that's it, thanks. We have Matt with us here, sitting back there. So let's also go to Tom. We have Tom from New Hampshire. I don't know what's going on there. Well, Tom, that didn't quite work out. You might want to try disconnecting and reconnecting after the next, I mean, call back after this segment. So anyway, thanks for the attempt there, Tom. We're talking about the CIA, however, and it's the same sort of thing here where if you're a government employee, you're just not being held accountable for anything.
And we see this happen across the board, and we kind of touched on that in the last segment where, like, police, FBI agents, everybody, they just get away with whatever they want. And it's like, oh, well, you know, he got put on paid leave. Okay, well, you guys are still paying him. He literally got, in trouble for molesting children, and that's just okay with them. But as we also mentioned, that's just the norm in the U.S. government.
It is. We did hear a really good story from a listener in Albuquerque last night, however, where a police chief of one town pulled someone over in another town. And, I mean, in a lot of places, like here in New Hampshire, the cops can do that.
Yeah.
Right? But in New Mexico, they can't. They do have to abide by township jurisdictions and stuff like that. So the guy who pulled him over informed him, I don't have to listen to you. You don't have jurisdiction here, which led to this police chief of another town tasering the guy, putting him in handcuffs, not arresting him.
Because he couldn't.
Right, but detaining him nonetheless after tasing him. And that police chief is now being charged with assault and impersonating a police officer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it makes me so
happy. I mean,
it's
not awesome, but it's awesome that he's actually being prosecuted.
It's one of my favorite police chief stories for sure, and I just think there should be more charges brought against him. I mean, unlawful detention, kidnapping, assault, aggravated assault, because it sounds like the guy was angry. You don't have jurisdiction here, so your response to that is to use a taser on
him? Normal people don't do that.
No, that's... You're a bit aggravated, sir. We need you to calm down. So, the CIA did not answer detailed questions when asked about this, but they said the agency takes all allegations of possible criminal misconduct committed by personnel seriously.
Sure.
Yeah, they'll fire you if you get caught, or they'll make you resign or whatever, engaging in these child sexual crimes, but you're not going to get prosecuted, as we mentioned before, unless you're also, quote, mishandling classified material. A spokesperson for the Eastern District of Virginia, where many of the criminal referrals were sent, also did not answer detailed questions. Four former officials who are familiar with how internal investigations work told BuzzFeed News that there were many reasons that prosecutors might not pursue a criminal case. One of them, familiar with the workings of the CIA's Office of the Inspector General, said the agency is concerned that in a criminal case, it could lose control of sensitive information. Because it's not like they have the ability to try these crimes in courts that aren't publicly recorded or held to public account, which, for those who don't know, is something they do all the time. The former official who reviewed the declassified inspector general reports characterized the concern from CIA lawyers as, we can't have these people testify. They may inadvertently be forced to disclose sources and methods. Sources and methods, presumably, of how they got child pornography, which, as we mentioned, has a decent chance of having been the FBI. The official who noted the agency has a problem with child sexual images stretching back decades said they understand the need to protect sensitive and classified equities. They're not alone, though. The Department of Defense acknowledged that dozens of Pentagon staff members or contractors had such images. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation. What do you think? Is this problem within the government as bad as we're making it out to be? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a person with the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus has been identified in California. The person had returned to the United States from a trip to South Africa on November 22nd. All their known contacts have so far tested negative for the variant. Chief Medical Advisor to President Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, describing the patient's condition.
The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
More details are coming out regarding the deadly Michigan school murders. The parents of the 15-year-old accused were at the school that day to discuss their son's behavior. The teen is accused of killing four students and injuring seven yesterday at Oxford High School, which is just north of Detroit. The teen was arraigned on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is marking World AIDS Day.
We are within a striking distance of eliminating HIV transmission.
During a White House event, the president adding, "We can do this." Biden noting roughly 36 million people around the globe have died from AIDS-related illnesses in the past 40 years. He praised medical advancements that have allowed for many AIDS patients to live long lives. Both pro-choice and pro-life protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court as the justices heard oral arguments regarding Mississippi's pro-life law that bans abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Speaking at the pro-life protest, Mississippi AG Lynn Fitch says overturning Roe v. Wade is about protecting mothers and unborn children.
Thank you for demonstrating hope for a better tomorrow, for the love and the compassion that we have for the women and their children who deserve better than abortion.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on two exchanges. You can find links to those at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. One of those is xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, where you can sign up just using an email address. No KYC, no know your customer nonsense, just an email address. That's all you need to sign up. And you can then deposit different cryptocurrencies, trade them for Tether, and use that to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. So head on over to intercoin.org and check all that out. They have links to the exchanges right there. That's intercoin.org. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. intercoin.org. We have Tom on the line again from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of, you know, veterans and all of that stuff, but I was reading in the 26th November issue of Newsweek magazine about homeless veterans. And, you know, they mentioned something that caught my eye, and that is that of all the thousands of homeless veterans that are in the VA system, a lot of them aren't getting their meds because the Veterans Administration mails them out. And these people don't have a mailing address that they can rely on because they can't afford one. And so I got in contact with Congresswoman Custer's office, She misrepresents the 2nd Congressional District of New Hampshire. She certainly doesn't represent me, but she's the one elected in the 2nd District here in New Hampshire. And I got her, a staffer who happens to be a veteran himself and has worked with a lot of veterans and doing casework assistance. I said, how about an act of Congress that says that a veteran who declares himself to be, you know, like finding the payment be a hardship can get a free post office box. Simple enough. You know, the federal government runs the Postal Service and the federal government runs the VA. And
I mean, I'm no fan of the military. I have sympathy for most veterans because most of them didn't realize when they were 18 years old and they enlisted, they were signing up to be mercenaries for a horrific war machine.
Or they were drafted and basically kidnapped.
True, but it's been a long time since that was a possibility. I mean, that was like the 60s. I mean, all the ones now were volunteers, and I have sympathy for them not understanding, you know, they were just going to fight for banks and oil companies or in Halliburton and stuff like that. So I sympathize with the veterans, but it really makes you wonder why anyone maintains any loyalty to the United States government when you see how it treats the people who, for better or worse, serve the interests of the United States government, put their lives at risk to serve government special interests, and those special interests just say, okay, you're back home, good luck, you have PTSD and you're missing your foot, sorry, the best we can do is the VA. Good luck.
And the VA is notorious for just providing awful, awful care.
And despite that, there are plenty of people in America who want to basically expand the VA and give government control of all health care in the United States because evidently they've never heard horror stories of how bad the VA is.
So, yeah, like I was saying, give them a post office box so they can get their meds.
I mean, why stop there? Just give them homes, right?
Well, see, when I joined the labor force, then you know, I was looking over the want ads, and, well, there's a job, but the buses don't go there. And there's another job, but you got to have 5 years' experience. And what about all these union jobs working for, like, public utilities and the Postal Service and all of them? Oh, no, Tom, we have to reserve those jobs for men who served their politicians by dropping napalm on children. And, yeah, right. And I couldn't – and some of them are, you know – when they would criticize me and the other demonstrators who would protest U.S. involvement in Central America and, you know, like a repeat of the Vietnam, who are you to talk? You've never served your country. It's like, I mean, using their line of reasoning, it's like saying that only child molesters are qualified to criticize child molesters. It didn't make any sense at all. I couldn't even understand what they were getting at, is that they served their politicians by dropping napalm on children, and that makes them better than me. That they're actually
let's talk about that for a moment. You said these people said you never served your country. I don't know about you, but I have absolutely served my country. I've never been a soldier. I've never served government special interests. I served my country, so to speak, in quotation marks, and the people around me by fighting against those government special interests. That's doing more for the people of the United States than dropping bombs on brown kids in the Middle East is ever going to do. So those people didn't serve the country's interests either. They went against the country's best interests in order to protect the best interests of corrupt government officials and people like Halliburton and oil companies.
I see. So, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. But anyway, if these people aren't getting their meds, I figure, well, hey, let's cut them a break and get them a post office box.
I don't understand the point, though, Tom. I mean, if it's sickening, really, that you could serve the special interests of the most powerful government in the world, the richest government in the world, and in return for that, they don't even secure you a freaking roof over your head.
And not to mention, there are something like 31 vacant homes for every single homeless person, not just homeless veterans, homeless people, period, in the United States. So,
and I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm all for social welfare or anything like that. I'm absolutely not saying that. I'm saying that these are the people the government above everyone else should want to take care of as a way of enticing people to join the military. Hey, you join the military, we'll guarantee you for the rest of your life, you will always at least, bare minimum, have four walls and a roof over your head. Instead, it's like, we won't even give you a post office box to get your meds mailed to when you become homeless because you're suffering from PTSD and anxiety and depression and schizophrenia as a result of what we had you do in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's absolutely insane. And yet still, people enlist and it's for that $5,000 bonus or whatever that they can use to buy a Camaro and be cool for another 2 years if they don't come back in a wheelchair. So that's my thoughts on the American military. Not to mention that's them being paid to drop bombs on innocent people around the world, by and large. Sure, they occasionally hit someone who did some bad things, but with the most recent strike somewhere killed a bunch of children, and the official response from the government was, oh, yeah, nothing went wrong here. This is exactly what was supposed to happen, but there were a bunch of dead kids, dude.
That's what always happens.
Yeah, the wedding that Obama bombed in Afghanistan resulted in like 17 civilian deaths or something like that. Not to mention the Doctors Without Borders hospital that was bombed. It's just sickening what the American government does, and they don't seem to be losing steam here. In fact, from what I can tell from looking at Drudge Report and the major headlines, the world is heading sort of toward a crisis point between the United States and Europe and Russia and China. So all of these sparring matches that the United States government has done over the last 20, 30 years to keep its military in top form is about to come to a head with an actual match with China and Russia. So it's not slowing down. The spending's only getting worse. You can opt out of this nonsense by using cryptocurrency. Stop using their money. It won't make their money less valuable, but it will give their money less power.
They make their money less valuable.
That's true.
We don't need to do that for them.
They're doing that just fine all by themselves. Something like 25% of the total U.S. money supply in all history was printed within like the last 18 months or something like that. So yeah, they're doing just fine of making their money less valuable. You should be getting out of their money. Get into gold if you must, or cryptocurrency. That's what I would recommend. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, head on over to bitcoin.com. Click getting started. Learn the basics. You can even buy some Bitcoin there. And if you don't want to buy Bitcoin, keep in mind, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy just part of one. You don't have to spend $50,000, $60,000 here. Just start getting money out of the USD and into something that the U.S. government can't inflate and can't use to pay for Lockheed Martin's bombs to drop on people. Because that's what they do with it. It's not tax dollars. It's the money that you use that they're systematically making worth less and less that's paying for all of those bombs. 603-803-2... I don't know the number. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. You can talk about the child pornography that seems to be rampant in the, not just the American government, but worldwide, involving Prince Harry or Prince Charles or Prince Andrew or the Queen, the entire royal family. I'm just trying to upset British people at this point because I don't know or care which one of their royal family members it was.
All of them.
These people still have kings and queens, and they act like that's normal.
And the thing about British people, too, not to talk a bunch of smack, but I'm totally going to.
Absolutely.
They love the royal family. And I've noticed, like, if you, just like on internet forums and stuff, but there was the scandal with Meghan Markle, and the Queen said all that, like, weird stuff about her baby because it wasn't inbred enough or something. And so All in the U.S. tabloids, we were like, oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous. Like, she's being racist. But if you mentioned it to British people, they'd be like, how dare you say anything about the Queen and the royal family? They just, it's weird. It's weird.
It is weird. I totally do not get it. Their obsession with their... I understand, you know, the Brits, they like their tradition or whatever. Their little cookie and their little glass of hot bean juice or whatever. I understand, you know, they like what they like. But the king and queen thing, I mean, you're just revering these people who killed a bunch of people a long time ago, had sex with their cousins repeatedly, and... That's pretty much it. That's the whole story.
Now, like, what I think of is, you know, the, like, mountain people in West Virginia, those, like, super inbred people who literally can't even speak?
Yeah.
That's what I think of the royal family.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, they are slightly less inbred than that, I think, but they are...
They're getting there.
...inbred. But let's go to the phones. We have someone who has not called the show, as far as I'm aware, in quite a long time. We have Revaler calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, darling. Lovely to talk to you. Sorry if my phone dies.
So I've been many things. I still rep nihilism to the death, even though it's a useless just thing to rep. What I want to talk about is a recent arrest of mine. I don't want to say exactly what it was for, but what I really want to specifically outline here is just how aghast police officers are when you call them a-holes for what they do to their faces in terms of a victimless crime. Now, I could get racial and say against another white person, but, you know, if you extrapolate this out a bit more, it does affect all people, and perhaps it does help create racial animosity amongst people, and maybe this is something that fascists are remiss of, although I still have a lot of respect for my fascist friends, but go ahead.
No, I don't really have anything I want to respond with at the moment. I mean, here in New Hampshire, they're kind of used to being called Nazis and jerks and the enemy and stuff like that, but yeah, in most places, that's an unusual experience for cops. They're used to people, you know, being respectful and quiet and obedient.
Mm-hmm. They're used to, Aria, and I don't know your other co-host, I apologize.
Nikki.
Hi. I am a person who used to call here as more of a novelty, a very weird syncretion of far left and far right, if you will, hon. Primarily far right. But, you know, I haven't listened in a while, and it's ironic. When I was cuffed the other night, I was thinking about this very program and the people on it. The people on it who were actually very good to me, despite me being belligerent and a real obscene individual to them. So that's something. However, yeah, what it was is, I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but let's just say I refused to take some tests, allegedly, right? And I maybe told, you know, the arresting officer that he looked like he was a 70-year-old leather face. He's a freaking a-hole. I'm watching my language. You won't have to hit the dump button. You know what's ironic about this? And I still do believe in race realism and IQ and the Jewish question and all that, but I don't care because I'm a nihilist and I realize that this is all just man-made delusory nothingness. Like Nietzsche said, it's a cadaverous abortion, whether it's Christianity, Islam, any moral system. However, ironically,
well, I mean, that's progress. I mean, yeah. in the strictest sense of the word, that's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we might as well be egalitarians, right? Since it doesn't matter anyway.
You know, I felt like an Antifa butthole that night. I was like, and I told the cop, like, I understand why N-word lives matter and everything Molotov, you buttholes, houses, and they should. They should. Like, if your grandchildren and kids burnt alive, I would feel nothing for you. Look at you, man. This is a victimless crime. No, it's an alleged... Listen, this is something that even the Nazis would call me a cuck about, not just for being a bit of a hey girl like you, kind of, right? Not just for that, but also...
I mean, I understand, but, you know, wishing violence upon violent people doesn't solve the problem of there being too much violence. It just creates
nothing
more
will
violence.
Solve it. Nothing will solve it, Aria.
Choosing not to respond to violence will end violence.
Let me tell you what, you're a nihilist too. You have a tattooed on you, girl. What are you trying to LARP like a moral absolutist? You construct this thing because you're more of a humanist than I. Now listen, I told them, I have no problem with you putting a boot on people's necks or faces and crushing and destroying them. I just think you do it stupidly. That's why I hate you. That's why fascists hate you, right? Now here's the thing, Aria. I will confide this to you, okay? On the air. And by the way, that's unbelievable they banned you. What a bunch of buttholes. Banning you everywhere. You guys are like the most humanist people ever. You talk to Nazis, you talk to commies, you talk to straight people, LGBTQ people. Like it's ridiculous that you're banned, by the way. But anyway.
Well, we're banned for medical misinformation. Not any of that. YouTube did delete the video of hippie versus Nazi. They never did anything about female versus Nazi. But they did get rid of hippie versus Nazi.
Yeah. Look, I still am sad that you let your Telegram channel die, because I actually think you're a wonderful human being in a lot of ways. Like, I will not cuck on
that. That wasn't really by choice. March the 16th, I haven't been legally allowed to use Telegram. So
okay, my bad. All right. Well, one day I'll get in touch with you, and we'll have a coffee together or something in a non-date, just a girlfriend kind of way, right? But listen, before, what I want to say is they threw me in the hole, and I don't regret it, and I used some racial slurs. But look, here's the thing. I'm torn in a way sometimes, although it's all for nothing, between the empathetic, more feminine side. I equate that with femininity, almost like Cybele or Cybele, you know, but from the galley, from the pre-Roman Christian religions, such as Robert Chacon wrote about a lot of these matriarchal religions, like that part of me, you know, which is a strong part of me, despite this terrible man voice, and then the hyper-masculine, fascist-like kind of thing. And what I've found, honestly, is that regardless if they're Antifa buttholes or they're Nazis, whether they're cool Nazis that are a little more
intolerant, or whether they're real Nazi a-holes that want to kill everybody who's not them, or whether they're hook noses or nog-nogs or whatever, right?
I understand.
All they have in common, they're all weak people who are completely beset and utterly supplicate capitalism and morality. That's all they do, capitalism and morality. So I'm kind of like, F all of it. But I will tell you that if I didn't want to destroy it all, hypothetically, I would really love to be a part of this thing you guys are doing. If I wasn't as race realist as I am, but I don't care, but I would never impose on you. But I did think about you guys the other night in the back of that car, honestly, and I did not cuck on my beliefs, and I got thrown in the hole for it, so you should know that.
Well, I appreciate that, Revitaler. I mean, we are advocates of peace here. I mean, that peace is core to the entire thing that we're trying to do here. So, things like retaliating against police officers and their family members. I think you said their children and their grandchildren. 100% not okay in the thing we're trying to do here. The thing we're trying to do here is foster peace and liberty and my right to live my life as I want, which requires me to allow others to live their lives as they want. That's what the Free State Project is trying to do here. That's what the liberty movement here is trying to do. You're not going to, strictly speaking, being a, as you put it, a race realist, I would just cut out probably one of, I would cut out one of those syllables and just say racist, isn't necessarily against the non-aggression principle, but it's not going to win you over any friends, certainly. It wasn't being a Nazi that got Christopher Cantwell fired from Free Talk Live. It was being a racist. It was because those are ideas that we don't want to propagate. This was long before he started advocating violence or whatever it is that he allegedly does. Just sheer being a racist, not necessarily advocating for violence, got him fired. So a lot of the things that you stand for kind of are counter to the kind of things that we're trying to build and do here. We like including people. We don't want to be hostile to people simply because they're different. And sure, I mean, everyone has done something that they regret. If a police officer wants to be like, hey, you know, this, what I've been doing for my career is horrible. I can't do it anymore. These people are right. This is immoral. I'm a Nazi. I'm going to change and advocate for peace. And they want to come to New Hampshire. I'm totally fine with that. But now that they want to continue advocating for violence against peaceful people, totally not okay with that. Also not okay with just the massive amounts of child sex trafficking that we're seeing within the government and the suspicious circumstances around the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and Jeffrey Epstein's never happened trial because he killed himself while in jail. Absolutely bizarre. We're going to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell when we get back because we haven't actually talked anything about that. There's so much to say. Like, I don't want to give out any spoilers, but it's going to be a fun conversation. 603-283-6160 if you want to join it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.